Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 56.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to
Night Live here on the live show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. And you know how we get down. We always going to keep it crunk, keep it popping, keep it moving, baby. And tonight, I am just truly excited. Y'all know your girl always excited, but I'm really, really excited tonight because we have a very special and talented guest tonight. And before I bring this brother live, okay, I want to tell you a little bit about this special guest we have. Spanky Brown, all right, has been featured in BET's Comic View and Comedy Central and various comedy clubs across the nation. Not only is he moving and shaking and doing his thing, y'all, but this brother, okay, is the most requested comeback comedian in the comedy clubs today. So I want to give it up tonight. For the vet in the game has been featured since the last 13 years, doing his thing, y'all. All right, we're going to give it up tonight for the one and the only, Spanky Brown. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar, thank you, girl. Let me tell you something. Look at it. I heard you. First of all, you're so hot. I love the show. I've listened to the show before. I dropped in a couple of times. But that intro so banging. But I don't know how you're going to explain this. So you got all these big name people. Hey, what's up, Justin Timberlake? It's MC Light. It's Jay Z. They're like, yeah, this is Spanky Brown. They're like, who?
That's like, all right, though. We got you. Look, we still gonna welcome you on in. Spanky Brown is somebody tonight. Bagged on it on Brown Sugar Radio. You feel me?
Oh, that's right. I done made it.
Woo!
Hey. I'd have made the Brown Sugar Radio, but I'm happy by this thing.
Uh-oh, I said the big B, not the big O.
I got shoes and socks on everything right now. I got dressed for the internet interview. That's how I get out.
Okay. I heard that. Woo! Big ups to all the listeners checking it out here in the chat room tonight. I want to say thank you so much for coming through. We got Ed Lips, my loyal listener, other people's eyes. Thank you for coming through tonight. I know you're one of Spanky Brown's loyal listeners on his show. And so this is going to be truly exciting tonight. As when you say chew it up, Spanky.
We're going to chew it up tonight. We're going to chew it up, chop it up, and spit it back out tonight. It's going to be all right. It's going to be a good time.
Okay, we're going to get down with the get down. So
I did an interview, man. I was so hyped about it when you asked me to be on the show. And I'm like, man, I'm doing Brown Sugar Red. That's what I'm talking about. This blog talk community is so cool, you know. And I know you know Rodney Perry. You know Rodney Perry is Monique's dude every night. When Rodney called my show, and I call Rodney's show sometimes, you know Rodney get them big-time guests on his show. He had the whole Good Times reunion on his show. I'm like, that is ridiculous. I got my cousin Ray Ray on my show. But it's, It's all about that foolishness.
For real. Okay, look. I'm still trying to get regular featured celebrities on the show. You know what I'm saying?
This community is so cool. There's so much love in the blog talk community that
it is.
I've been a guest on some people's show, and I just really appreciate the love, man.
That's it. Now, you also have your show that you feature. It's every Monday, correct?
Every Monday. We offer high octane foolishness on my show. See, it's like, we try to lock this We trying to lock this Blog Talk down. So you guys, see, at first I was on at, I was on 7 to 9. I was trying to do it almost 7 to 8:30. And the show got so crazy, then I had another morning, a regular terrestrial radio show. I have a sports talk show on ESPN here in Knoxville where I live. And we're doing a sports comedy morning show. It's no longer on, but it's about to come back here in a few weeks. So it got so crazy. And then one of my favorite people, some of my favorite people is one of my favorite shows, is the Coach K of Life and Angel Eyes. You know, they got a great show.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. And I like them,
They came on at the same time I was on and just took my whole audience. They took my whole damn audience. But they were doing some.
No, they did.
That's a good show, man. It'd be giving out some real knowledge and some real uplifting. And I'm always encouraged by folk doing that kind of thing. Because my show just straight, we just go in there and just cut up. You know, you've been on the show.
Okay. As well. And they do have an uplifting show. You know, they're so positive, inspirational. I checked out their show the other night, and it was a matter of fact, right after your show. And, you know, they do have, an incredible show in what they're doing. Yeah.
I was trying to call their show, and it couldn't even get in. That's how hot their show is. And all the phone lines are blocked up. And what they did, they moved their show to 7 o'clock. So I'm like, we're trying to lock down like 6 to 8:30 every night. You know, we're going to lock it down, Blog Talk, on Mondays. We're gonna form us a Blog Talk mafia with
you,
me, them, and we're going to lock it all down. We're going to make
you know what I'm saying? just shut it all the way down. You know what I mean? That's
shut it all the way down.
Oh. So, Frankie, now what I'd like to do is let's get into a little bit of your – first I want to talk as far as your personal life. You know, we ain't going to get real deep on you. I ain't going to go, you know, too Hollywood on you. But I want to know as far as your upbringing. Yeah, it was rumored that you were a preacher's son. So can you verify that for us? Is that true? Can we get an amen or not?
Amen. You got it. It's a – it's like this, boy. I still got the wealth to prove it on my behind. Look here, my daddy did not spare the rod. I tell a joke on stage, man. My daddy whooped us. It was like the old Batman to come on TV when the words pop up like pow and zap, and zowie and splat and all that shit. It was ridiculous. But yeah, I'm a preacher's kid. I'm a preacher's kid from a very conservative. I come from a Church of Christ upbringing. Did you know anything about Church of Christ?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, see, first of all, let me go and correct some. Let me tell y'all people listening, we do got music in the church. We got music. We just ain't got no instruments.
They think it's just hand clapping, foot stomping.
we just ain't got no instruments. But we got plenty of music in the church. We just ain't got no doggone instruments up in the church. So,
goodness.
Yeah, Church of Christ is real. So I was with this cat. He opened up for me. I was in Indianapolis last year, and this guy, he was an older man, white guy, real funny cat. And he said, we had to talk after the show one night, found out he was Church of Christ too, and he told me this joke. He said, I got this joke. He said, why don't Church of Christ people have sex standing up? I said, why? He said, because it looked like they're dancing.
What?
we can't dance. We can't drink. And everybody
no, he
going
didn't
to
go
hell. There. Oh yeah, everybody going to hell but us. Everybody going to hell but us.
You crazy? You crazy? Oh
yeah,
my goodness!
Had,
so is it true?
I had to quick.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, you're just
pointed.
Too funny.
I had to go to church. That's why I go to church on TV, and to keep it simple. You know, I get up, you know, the pews are comfortable, and I put my offering on the bed, and later on the day I'd be walking through the house like, boy, I sure need some gas money. Whew, there it is. Thank you, Jesus. Right there. Keep working out.
Now, is it true? You know how, Spanky, you have the stereotype that, you know, the pastor's kids is always the worst one. You know, is that truth to be told? You know what I'm saying? Is it just a myth?
That's all true. Now, I wasn't as bad as a lot of them. But
okay.
I got my fair share of trouble. I mean, I got more mischief than anything else. I got like this is how we were. I got my last whooping. I was 18 years old, senior in high school.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I know it sounds kind of extreme.
Papa didn't play. Papa.
Yeah, but he beat me because I sold my dad's car to my music teacher at school.
Oh.
And this is what happened. It was my car. I got tired of driving it, and I had a little job at Burger King. I'm going to buy me a brand new car, you know. So I'm out cutting school, test driving brand new cars, riding all around Memphis, you know. I didn't know he still owed like $2,000 on the car. But I was tired of driving. So I sold to her for $600. I came home one day, and he was on the phone. Well, I had that gift of gab so good, I told her, you just give me $100 a week. On the third week, I give you the car. I was never going to give it to her. I was going to give her the money back. You know, I'm taking all my friends out for pizza, just bawling. I get home, and he was on the phone. He said, the green car? I'm like, oh, he about to whoop my ass. God, he said, boy, you sold my car. I said, where's my car? And I'm tired of driving it. So I sold it, and I'm going to buy me a brand new car with my money from Burger King. He said, fool, you make $28 a week. I said, all right. He said, hey, this is a true story. He said, I'm not going to beat you today when you get out of my house. I said, I'll get out of the house. I said, can I use the phone first? Can I use the phone? So I called my oldest sister. I'm like, Jane. She said, yeah. I said, can I come live with you in Burton? She said, what? I said, because dad over here trying to whoop somebody. She said, would you grow? I said, no, I'm a grown man. I'm 18. Because I sold a green car to Miss Campbell. Hello?
Oh,
she hung up right in my face. So I go back, and I had to tell this nigga, I got to take a whooping. And he said, oh, I know it. And then he told me two things changed my life forever. He said, I'm not going to beat you today, because if I do, I may kill you. And then he said, I'm not going to beat you all at one time, neither.
Ooh, he's going to spread it out.
That joker whooped me. I got an ass whooping on installments. He beat me for like 4 days straight. He beat my butt like 4 days. Every time he saw me, he whooped me. It was crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I should have called the fuck. But he
said installments.
Some
of
the whooping kept me out of a lot of serious trouble. So that's a true story, man. I got some whoopers over just nothing. I'm like, man, we could not watch. We couldn't watch like back in. I don't know how old you are, Brown. You look a young lady. I'm almost 50. And back in the day on TV, they used to show people drinking beer on TV. Well, we couldn't watch that. And we couldn't watch kissing scenes in movies. And we could by no means watch Soul Train. Soul Train was just the devil. Couldn't watch Soul Train.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so one night, it's just crazy. This is where they was raised. So one night, me and my kid's sister, we're going to sneak it. Then my mom was at Revival somewhere. And we're going to watch it anyway. And I don't even know how long he'd been standing in the house. We were so into it. And you didn't tell you not to watch that foolishness? And I was like, man, he about to kill us. He's about to kill us. And he said, you know what? He said, since y'all going to watch this ignorance, you're going to watch it the rest of the night like this. And he went to the television and turned the volume all the way down. And when everybody listen to this show, do yourself a favor. Go and watch Soul Train with no volume. It looked like a damn insane asylum. It's crazy.
I thought that.
But see, I knew he had did it. If he had us doing it, I knew he had done it himself.
Yeah, he done it. Well, his mom and dad ain't let him look at Soul Train with no music on. He was looking at it, checking it out like that. Oh, my goodness.
That is crazy. Yes, it was real. Conservative upbringing. It was.
That is something else. And you know, I also was checking out that you were which I find ironic, because I was in sales myself, and we both ended up transitioning into radio, but you were a car salesman. How did you make that transition from being a car salesman into comedy, now doing stand-up comedy?
You know, I knew I had to do something that involved talking to people. I love people. I can sit up and just go and watch them. Just go watch, go to the mall, get some Chinese food, and sit down and just watch the people. And when I was selling cars, it's just that connection I get out of the human connection, you know, talking to folks. I really didn't like selling cars, but I just like meeting people. I figured I could do it. Because I got that gift of gab, and you got it. You know, that's why you're in radio now. You know, you got it.
That's right.
So,
we
enjoy people. And the transition I made really was from, I sold cars. I was an advertising exec. I owned my own advertising agency for a little bit, small agency. and basically, I was working out my comedy through all that. When you're a preacher's kid, or when you're a preacher's kid in the Church of Christ, and I've been funny my whole life, but it's just that they want you to be Sinbad or they want you to be Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And I'm neither one of them. And they both two of my influences, but I'm neither one of them. Matt, we just saw Sinbad last week. We watched him up here in Knoxville last weekend. And I watched him do his thing totally clean. And I'm clean. I cuss a little bit. I just ain't vulgar. You know, I don't mean any F words. Ain't no sex jokes. It's just, you know. So, But I really admire people. I admire both of them, and so the transition was pretty easy for me because in my selling, you know, I tell jokes to people I would sell cars to, or I was selling advertising to, and that turned into a gig at a radio station back in Savannah, Georgia, WEAS. It was this was about 95, I guess. And the GM offered me a job on the morning show as a sidekick just because he thought I was creative. Because he had seen me doing some crazy TV commercials and all this. And so he offered me a job as a sidekick on the morning show. Well, my best friend, who is not my best friend, who is one of the top Christian comics in the game, Akintunde, I lobbied for him to come on the show. And we just kind of took it over. It was crazy.
Hmm.
And we just had a good time. And so Akintunde told me one day, he had just done his first season on Comic View. And he says, "Man, you are too funny not to be doing stand-up." And I'm like, "Man, I'm old. I'm about to get divorced. I ain't trying to do that mess." And so he said, "Just come down to the club, man. Just tell some jokes." And so I went. We pushed it on the air. I was going to come and tell some jokes. And the club was packed. And I just told four or five little jokes I knew. You know, preachers always tell jokes. My dad was the best joke teller that I know. Just great at telling jokes. And I went and told four or five jokes I knew. And I was hooked. It went really well. And from then on, every week I was going to the amateur night. And 12 years later, here I am, you know.
That's it. Now, it'll be 13 this November, right? And you've been doing it, or is it?
It'll be 13
a long time.
Yeah, it'll be 13 this November from the first time I did, like, open mic. I actually started from that November in 97, I think it was about 3 months later, the club owner, at that particular club had five clubs in the Southeast, and he gave me 3 weeks in all five of them. So I had 15 weeks. So my first paying gig was 3 months after I started. And then I got I think I did it for a year and a half. And I was selling cars. You know, I was selling cars. And I went to Birmingham, and I got to open for George Wallace.
He's out here in Vegas doing his thing.
Yeah, I open for me in Vegas at Flamingo every year. I'm out there once. Yeah, we got to get up when I get out there. We got to hook up.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah,
he's still out here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he got a rock in Vegas, man. Yeah, I'm going to definitely hit you up. Yeah, George got a rock in Vegas. It's crazy. So, I was with George, and we was in Birmingham at the Stardome, big old club, and he says, "Spanky Brown, you funny." I said, "Well, I appreciate it, Mr. George." You know, he said, "You do this full time?" And I said, "No, I sell cars at home." He said, "Well, you're too funny not to be doing this full time." And then he said, "You can pay your dues now or you can pay them later." And I went home that Monday, and quit my job and just
that's an act of faith.
Yeah, just stepped out on it, you know. So God's been good to me, going around making people laugh. It's the best. It's the only job ever kept, that's for sure. And
you're the hot mess, Mikey. Now, how does it feel to be one of the most requested comeback comedians, you know, in America today, featured in the comedy club?
You know, it's really humbling because I'm not one of those guys. I'm a pretty mainstream comic, which means, you know what that means. I probably work more white clubs than white crowds than black crowds because
right.
I'm not a big name, but. I work in. I don't care. If they speak in English, they're gonna laugh at these jokes. That's all I got to
say.
So if they speak in English, they're gonna laugh. And I'm on the Meet the Browns tour, which is a predominantly black crowd, and I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty mainstream. So to be one of the most requested return acts, and it's really humbling for me because. I mean, people have a lot of choices. It's a lot of big name celebrity comics out there, and I just chose. I went to L.A. to try to do the whole become a star thing, and I just couldn't play the game with them. And so that's why the radio was interesting to me because it takes all the idiots out of the equation for me. I think
you're right.
It does. You know, I'm not going to do Last Comic Standing. I'm not going to do, you know, Who Got Jokes. I just, you know.
You're not a big fan of The Last Comic Standing. Tell us why, Spanky. Why are you just not feeling that reality show they got popping on TV?
Well, I'm gonna do a show on it in a couple of weeks. Now, you know, I kind of got mixed emotions about it. I got a couple of real close friends on that show right now. A couple of them, one brother, Roy Wood Jr., one of my dearest friends, on there last night. You know, and Roy is hilarious. But this is the deal with Last Comic Standing. The people that make it to the finals, they got people. They got folks, you know, they got high-ranking management. Somebody, I got something today on Facebook from this guy. So you notice how all the same folks on Last Comic Standing are the same people on Russell Simmons Live at the El Rey?
True,
and
yeah.
I was like, I didn't even notice that. But that's because they're all the same people. The producers of Last Comic Standing, it's my understanding, manage most of the people in the competition, and I hate to say, see that when people hear me say that, they may
have a different
hating.
Perspective of it now. You know, because it doesn't seem like it's now that it's even a true you know competition. Contest.
Exactly. See, the people. I'm for the comics. Anybody, I'm for the comic. I want the comics to be successful because I want to be successful. I'm just not a fan of the process and the exploitation they do because they make a ton of money off this.
Mm-hmm.
And the networks make the money, and these agents and high-powered managers and whatnot. And honestly, if it was solely about being funny, hell, I've been famous 5-6 years ago, but it's not. You know how it is. L.A. is it's all what you look like. And
Hollywood.
It's
all Hollywood. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's how they can make you what they want to make you, and they can tell the public what they ought to be, who's funny and who's not. This is crazy.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I was trying to say, man, I need to do some TV. So the easiest show I felt I could get on was the Byron Allen show. It's Comics Unleashed. And I sent a little DVD out to the dude, and some little white kid, 20-something. I don't know if it make a difference if he's white or not, but he's a little 20-something-year-old kid. So I sent a DVD out, and exactly what he said. I said, hey, man, Spanky Brown, just call us if you watch my DVD. He said, yes, Spanky, yes. I watched it. You know, you're just not funny. I said, what? I just don't get it. I just don't get it. You know, maybe, I don't know how long you've been doing comedy. Maybe you want to start with a new act or do something else. I don't know. I said, nigga, this is Spanky Brown.
And you got it twisted.
You know who I am, Paul?
He said, oh, I know who it is. I said, what are you saying? And that thing messed me up so bad. It was so. And I said, what? I said, these are gatekeepers I got to get by to do what I. So I just figured, it took me a couple of years to find the radio. I said, man, let me. You know, because radio is changing. As we know, internet's taking over and it's going this way. And so I didn't see many comedians on the blog talk sites. I saw people trying to do comedy shows or whatnot. And God bless them for what they do. But when I jumped on, then I noticed, you know, Spike Davis got a show. Then Rodney Perry got a show. And I said, this is where it's going. You know, this is where it's going. So I got fortunate enough to try a new concept in radio here in Knoxville where we do sports, but we do it funny. You know, we talk about all the sports. Like I got a black NASCAR correspondent, you know, he call in. And he report the races, and he tell the point standings. We just crack jokes about it, you know. And I think that's what you have to do. At my age, I don't think Hollywood's necessarily looking for me. I gotta create my own vehicle. And,
there you go. Well, you know, prime example I always like to use, Spikey, is look at Obama, how he was against all the odds. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and,
man,
I mean, came in, reinvented the whole, you know what I'm saying, election process. He broke it on down, Twitter style, to Facebook, stuff that, you know,
Facebook.
People have never thought of using. You know,
exactly.
So, I mean, you're doing it, Spanky. I mean, if you got to go a whole nother avenue and you and I see that this internet is a gold mine, you feel me?
Oh,
we just got to get, you know, the right place, right time, getting the right exposure. But look at, I think it's Justin Bieber, that little teenage child that everybody loves, you know, all the little girls. I believe he was discovered on YouTube. So
was
what's the other one? Oh, Lord, Wale was on YouTube and the Soulja Boy, you know. All of them using YouTube to get they name out there, and you feel me? So you're doing it right, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it.
And I applaud everybody that's doing it like this because that's the only way, not the only way, but that's the way that you can go around the gatekeepers. Because L.A. ain't what it used to be anyway. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they had
okay.
the last comic stand. They're having all these comics, you know, standing in line outside to get screened by these 20-somethings. And then they decide who's funny and who's not before you even get a lot of guys. And you know what, man? I got a couple of real close friends that's on Last Comic Standing, and they got people, and they worked hard to get them people. You know what I'm saying? They worked hard to find management, and I'm glad for them where they ain't got to stand outside in the lines and get screened by some 20-something who decides if he's funny or not. And then he gets inside. You know, my boy, he can walk right in. You know, he walks right past the line, goes right in with a guaranteed time. And God bless him. You know, what's up, Angel Eyes? She in the chat room.
I see her.
Okay. You know, I just felt like, I just when I got hit to this, I was like, man, this is a way, this may be an avenue I can exploit and have fun, make people laugh. And Blog Talk been very, very cool to me. They made my show a featured show, you know, and we just cut up, man. My people come through, hang out, and I just crack jokes about, you know, just whatever I'm seeing on the TV or the news or whatever, you know. So that's
now listen
what,
to this, Frankie. This is funny. Look, other people's eyes in the chat room said, Frankie is funny. I'm a 26-year-old white guy, and I like him. Some people just don't know funny. That's why other people's eyes. But, how can some people, you know, various producers of these shows, say you're not funny? What may be funny to them may be funny to someone else because there's different styles and types of humor, you know? So
yeah.
I just felt like they should give you, at least they should have given you the opportunity, you know, on the show and let the audience, you know, dictate to them what's funny, what's not funny. Kind of like, you know, Apollo style. You get up there and Kiki come through and she go snatch you up. Or no, it's the Sandman. Come through and snatch you up if you're not having business.
Come and snatch you right off of that. The thing of it is though, that comedy, the beauty of comedy is that it's so subjective. I'm not, I realize I can't make everybody laugh. But I do know what I do when I come to clubs, and I understand. I mean, I see what's going down when I come to clubs, you know, and how I make people laugh, and people leave like, man, my face hurt, my head hurt, and I feel like I've been doing sit-ups all night, and
yeah.
you know, and people, and I said, well, if a cat like me can't get past the gatekeepers in Hollywood, then I got to find, because I believe God gave me this gift.
That's right.
To make people laugh, you know. So I got to find another way to get it out there. And the internet's been good to me. It really has. Like, I mean, I think my boy, supposedly is getting around. My boy called me the most famous, unfamous comic in the game. And I got the bank account to prove it, too.
But look, Angel Oz is showing you some love in the chat. You see her comment there. She's saying that she thinks you're funny. And she's a whole crew. Yeah, Angel, you got no
food. Angel never show is hot as Angel Eyes and Coach show is hot as fish grease. I mean, they be having it.
Yeah.
I was trying to call in yesterday and couldn't even get in. I couldn't even get in. Man. It was crazy.
Look at that. Lines just exploding. That's crazy. We trying
crazy.
To be like you, Angel.
Yeah.
Woo, that's something else. Okay, just overflowing with calls.
Yes,
well, we are at a half point time, Spanky. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then certainly we'll be back in about 2 minutes. But certainly for those of you who may have any questions or comments, I see the chat box is filling up here. I want to give some shout-outs real quick to Big Capone, Bless Angel Eyes, Ed Lips, Other People's Eyes, 6-4, and then we have several anonymous guests in the chat room tonight. Welcome all of you to Brown Sugar Radio. Many of you are my loyal listeners that come through weekly, but for all of my brand new listeners that are unidentified in the chat, please feel free to create a user account. It's complimentary. And then lock Brown Sugar Radio and the Spanky Brown Show into your favorites. You may also want to check out Angel Eyes, as you heard, Angel Eyes show popping. I mean, it's so overflowing in her chat room. You feel me?
Yeah.
Y'all check her out. But certainly lock these top shows into your favorites, and then you'll be alerted through your email when these up-and-coming shows are going to be arriving. So most definitely I want to say thank you so much, all of you coming through tonight. Certainly don't touch that mouse, because we'll be right back after these short messages.
Thank you. This is C.C. Peniston and Brown Sugar Radio is where I like to chill every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on the livest show on the Internet.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your man, Montel Jordan. Right now, you got your station locked on to Brown Sugar Radio. You feel me? The livest urban show on the Internet. Holla at your boy.
What's cracking? It's the Smoke E. Diglera, and I'm chilling with my girl Brown Sugar on the livest show on the Internet, Brown Sugar Radio.
You're listening to Brown Sugar Radio, Brown Sugar Radio, Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, so we're back, and I want to say thank you so much for joining all of us tonight as we are sitting here chopping it up with my boy Spanky Brown. And Spanky is so funny. I'm sitting here reading his chat.
This
off the stage. Spanky, you ain't got no sense. Talking about you looking at a Mahalia Jackson centerfold from
1966. That's my spot, Mahalia. Cut it out.
You're so crazy. We do have a caller on the line, and so certainly I'll be fine. We were going to open the phone lines. For those of you who would like to show some love tonight for Spanky, you can hit us up at 646-716-8697. Once again, the number is 646-716-8697. All right, so we're going to take this anonymous caller here. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, they hung up. Maybe they were just listening.
All right.
Don't be scared, y'all.
Don't be scared. We gonna talk about you. We gonna talk about you on them with them cricket minutes. We gonna talk about your ass.
Boy, I'm like, what's going on? Are you in a day minutes or what?
Somebody ran out on the doggone. Don't do that to yourself. Get some Skype. Do something with your life.
You know, I'm like, what's really going on? Oh, wow. Almost 1,000 miles. Thank you for joining us tonight. I see you coming through in the chat room. And so we're going to continue, I guess, the remaining of our interview. We have a ton of people in the chat. So all of the guests that are joining us via chat and may not like to actually pick up the phone and call like we used to do in the olden days, you can ask any question in the chat room. You know, it's crazy because I have friends, Spanky. I have friends. They would rather text me or tweet me than call me. And I like the good old-fashioned telephone. You feel me? Call me. What's up, sugar? How you doing? How your kids doing? They tweet me. Hey, girl. What you doing?
How your mama doing? I know how your mama doing. It takes me much time to text and do the call. I'm like, just call. I'm a grown man. My phone rang the other day. My partner, first of all, I'm a grown ass man. I ain't got time to have 50 Cent or Justin Bieber ringing on my doggone phone. So I got a grown man. I got a house phone ring. It rings like an old fashioned house phone. Because I know it's a phone. I ain't got time for that. If you're over 35 years old with a ringtone on your phone, kill yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. You crazy. You are too crazy. And your favorite fan, Jason Bleach.
Jason Bleach. Get it over.
You something else. Oh, wow.
Let's give a shout to Lindsay Lohan. She checked in jail. Lindsay, drink some bleach if you want to drink and act the ass. Drink some bleach and kill yourself. What you need to do?
What is really going on? I'm like, you know what? The judge gave her so many chances to get it together, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Maybe this is what it's going to take for her to really straighten out. I hope she gets herself together. I really do.
Angel, I just killed half of America. I know that's right, Angel. Some of them got
to
go.
You know what I mean?
Some of them got to go. See, I'm not a proponent of the death penalty. That's one thing. I don't think you should kill people for killing. I think mm-hmm. killing them is letting them off the hook. But what we ought to do is have some real fun torture and be creative and just, you know, like that girl in Florida that killed that baby, that Casey Anthony girl, or that Vander Sloot boy that killed him too, that Stanley Holloway. See, I wouldn't kill him. I would lock that clown up in a concrete room with no lights, no windows, no doors, with running water on the floor, and lock him in with three mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And watch what happens. Your truck was killing a mosquito and the dog, he would slap yourself to death.
Okay.
It's
That's crazy.
It's
now, what
crazy.
Do you think, with you doing the sports comedy, you know, what do you think of LeBron James? Because that's been the most heated topic over the last couple of weeks, you know, leaving to go to Cleveland. Hot mess. Leaving to go to Miami Heat. Dan Gilbert would love that up. He went back. What do you think?
You know what? It's like this. First of all, it's Cleveland. Don't nobody want to live in Cleveland. You been to Cleveland, Brown Sugar?
I've been to Cincinnati. That's about close enough.
That is close enough. Don't nobody want to live in Cleveland. Look here, man. The only thing I got about LeBron is it's crazy. This is the crazy part. I heard one of them. He or Chris Bosh or Dwayne Wade said, "Hey, man, look, we all gonna make a sacrifice to play together." I said, "Wait, are you getting $107 million?" And you sacrificing $3 million. We all gonna play for less money. I said, "Nigga, you getting $107 million. It's like I'm gonna move out from my mama house to play ball. Like it's a sacrifice.
For real.
My biggest thing with LeBron was how he did it. I understand Cleveland, that's all y'all had. The football team, sorry. The baseball team sucked. I get it. LeBron was the closest thing, y'all. But that's too much for that boy. He ain't but 12. Good grace of mine.
You're like, what is really going on? I guess my only concern, Frankie, is the fact that, you know, the economy with Cleveland is going to really tank now, you know, because it was estimated he was, his worth was bringing in about $250 million to that city. And I guess, you know, it is what it is. He couldn't remain there forever, you know, but sad, especially during a time like this where the economy is already bad, now it is, you know.
Yeah. And you know what? I get it. I thought he was having that big press conference to stay in Cleveland. I said, okay, LeBron, the right thing to do, I thought, would be to stay in Cleveland. That's what I thought he would have done. But to embarrass the whole city on national TV the way he did, I'm like, oh, my God.
That was crazy, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, even Michael Jordan, I don't know if you peaked it or not, but Michael Jordan was even stating that he would not have made that move. He said, you know, he didn't get Larry Bird and Magic Johnson all on one team. He enjoyed being competitive and actually balling, you know, against them. Not for them.
That's what's wrong. All these kids now come out. They want to win right now. They want championships. You know, Michael Jordan did it right. Magic Johnson did it right. Bird did it right. They stayed with one team their whole career. Honestly, my thing was that that's Dwayne Wade's team. They call it Wade County down there in South Beach, you know. So I'm like, LeBron, you're going to be the backseat. And they're going to call him a wimp and a wuss for what he did. But, you know, I get it that he wanted to go somewhere. I felt he should have stayed in Cleveland. But, you know, with you, I know he pissed at that owner, boy. The owner. Man, he writing a letter to people. And, like, he broke up with his girlfriend. I'm like, man, what's wrong with you, fool? There go Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson came out and said, he treated him like a runaway. I said, Jesse, shut up and drank some bleach. Dragon did.
I like that. We got a caller here on the line. We're going to pick up again. All right. Angel Eyes. Is that you?
Yes, it's
Angel.
Hey. What's up, Angel?
Hey, how are y'all?
What's up?
Not much. Spanky is making me die laughing over here.
Belly aching. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah.
That's my girl. Angel Eyes is my girl. I wish I had that song to play, that Life is a Ball.
No.
You got away with it tonight, Angel, because I don't have it, okay?
Yay.
I should have emailed it to you. I'm going to send it to Coach. I'm going to send it to Coach K, though. He's going to get it. He's going to surprise you in the show when they got something special for you, Angel Eyes.
Oh, no, see, Frankie had me cracking up when he said, yeah, Angel Eyes and took all your listeners on, Coach. That's what you get behind a sexy co-host.
Yeah. Angel and
Y'all
Coach
crazy.
Went to, I forget what time. Was I on at 7, Angel? First, I was on at 7, I think.
No.
And they came on. Man, he took my whole, I had my nice little following going. Have a nice little built up a little show. Here they come. And took my whole crowd. Everybody left. I said, God, dog. I said, They go all over.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, they have a wonderful show, man. They got a great show. And I listen when I get a chance if I'm not traveling. I listen in my hotel room. Sometimes I don't log in, but I have it on and playing in the back.
What days does this show air, Angel Eyes? What days or time of the week are you featured?
Well, we air on Monday and Thursday at 7 o'clock. We changed our time so that we could be with Spanky now. So
that's awesome. That's so awesome.
And they even open up the show with prayer, y'all, okay? They get the show anointed and everything, all right?
They do, man.
So if y'all
want to
get y'all some Jesus juice, y'all better come on through.
You need to get that wholesome in your life because I'm telling you, my show is pumping out 100% uncut Colombian foolishness on my show. That's all we do.
Okay, look at this. But he's funny, isn't he, Angel Eyes? I can't believe that producer, whoever he was, had the nerve to tell Spanky that garbage. Wasn't that some mess?
Yes, absolutely.
He need to get some bleach. Get some bleach in him. You know, and the crazy part, but that's Hollywood, though. I mean, I do these interviews sometimes. I tell people, and I don't want to come off like a hater. I'm not. I'm for the comic. I'm for the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for the entertainer. I'm just not for the process. I'm like, let's go on. You know, funny is funny. You know, I've been fortunate and blessed to work with, I toured with some more for a year or so, and I have done open for Monique, Janie Brown. I work with George every year in Vegas. And, you know, I think them cats know funny. I just don't have the patience to play the game. I think people, if they listen and they enjoy whatever I'm doing, it'll come back. And I just don't have to go through that whole L.A. thing. I just really – I mean,
Spanky,
if I
what
ever
was it like
back,
working with Monique? Because you said you opened up for Monique, and as you see, she has her own show nightly. I mean, tell us what that experience was like.
Mo is one of the sweetest people you would – just like you see her on anything you see her on TV, that's her.
Uh-huh.
That's her. I mean, it's so. She is so genuine and so generous.
Mm-hmm. And
Samora,
she seems sincere. You know, she seems real. That's the thing I like about her. What you see is what you get. I don't get like a fake facade with her. You know, I feel that she is 100%. You know, giving it to us straight up. You know,
she is. My best friend is her head writer. My boy that got me started in comedy, Akintunde Day, is a head writer.
Okay.
Of course, me and Rodney Perry are friends. And, you know, Rodney's story is incredible because Rodney, I don't know if y'all remember this, but way back on BET, they showed this brother when BET was trying to be funnier than the comedians.
Uh-huh.
And so in the editing process, when they used to edit Comic View, I don't know if y'all remember this cat, they put the crickets on him in the show, like with nobody laughing. And they showed it set. Oh, yeah. It was, everybody talked about that. People talked about that so bad because they had to. And that was Rodney. That was Rodney Perry.
What?
That was Rodney. They played the. This was when BET, when Comic View, in the first years of Comic View. I forget what year Comic View started, but Rodney was that guy. They played crickets during this set as though the people weren't laughing. And I don't know why they picked Rodney. Oh yeah, it was crazy, and it just enraged all the comics. But Rodney is that cat, and Rodney is living proof, man. You just stick with it. The cream gonna rise to the top. You know, Rodney one of the funniest cats it is. And you know, and he went to doing movies. He's in Johnson Family Reunion and a couple other flicks, and then he got this gig, and it's just done. You know. And so
mm-hmm.
he just showed he kept God in his life and just kept plugging and man, look at him. He is like if Monique is Johnny Carson, he like her Ed McMahon, you know what I'm saying? So it's good for Rodney. I'm proud of him, man. I'm proud he's my friend my best friend is the head writer for the show. So Monique, when I worked with her a couple of times, man, she just is the coolest of the cool. Samora's the same way. Samora's just like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I like her, too. That hula hoop. She killed me with that hula hoop.
Yeah.
Samora. Okay.
Samora is, some more.
Yeah,
I
like
her. So it's a joke I do on stage. We was in a club working somewhere. I think we were in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the Improv, and I was up. We were in the back, and that's when Michael Jackson first got arrested, and he took that messed up mug shot. And I told this joke on stage. I said, I saw that mug shot. I said, damn, Betty Davis died too. And that was lost. Damn, Betty Davis died. And she cracked up laughing, man. So, they always been super cool. And I've been really fortunate that the celebrities I've been fortunate to work with, they all been really super cool, just super nice people, extremely talented people. This whole this Meet the Browns tour with Steve Brown, Steve put it all together. Steve, Coco Brown, Willie Brown and Woody, Doo-Doo, Pat, Benji, and myself it's over now. I think it's coming back maybe in the fall, but it was really a successful tour. All of our last name is Brown. And we
that's
all are
funny.
Very different.
I know. So that's related, and then I see at the bottom of your promo, we are not related. I'm like, oh, look at that.
We are
look
not related.
That.
We are so not related. You know what, though? It's like a family because we hang out and we do our thing, you know, and Steve put it all together, and it's a funny show. It's seven different comics with seven different voices, you know, and it's just a real good show. I'm proud to be part of it.
Now, okay, is this going to be nationwide or just in certain regions of the United States?
It was nationwide. I think what's happening right now is between promoters. I think they're picking up a new promoter because the concert, we were doing arenas. You know, we were doing like, three and 5,000 seat arenas, and the show was really successful. I think they're switching promoters now, so it's in like a hiatus, and it's going to come back and come back bigger than it was last time.
I know that's right. That is going to be so beautiful. All right, well, Spanky, we only have a few minutes remaining. What I'd like to do is for all of your fans that are joining us tonight and for the new fans that would like to continue following Spanky's journey, shout out your contact information, your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff where they can certainly keep in touch with you and find out all of your tour dates.
Man, oh, God. I am all over the internet. I got like 15, 16 pages of Google. It's ridiculous. Articles and clips. And the best way, my new website, brand new, spankybrown.net. You go there, check that out. Twitter.com/spankybrown. Facebook, join my fan page. I appreciate it. What else am I on, man? God, the biggest thing is my website. I'm really proud of this website. I'm a pretty good blogger, so I like to write. So I try to write some kind of observational something I see that's going on in the world, in my life, or whatever. And so check out my website. There's plenty of pictures on it. You can leave your comments and questions, and got some tour dates on it. It's got my blog talk information on it, as well as my favorite clubs I work. My bio is there. You can check all that out. XM, if you got satellite radio, XM and Sirius been really good to me. They play the hell out of me, and they owe me some money. So I'm going to get that off of them.
Okay.
We're going to get it up out of them. Yeah.
But I have that check in the mail, okay?
Thank you, Angel. Thank you.
Now, do you do your own tweet? That's what
only,
I like
I'm
to
all,
ask
oh,
a
yeah.
lot of. Yeah, okay, good. Because, you know, some people actually have – others working their account, and I'd like the fans to know they're truly interacting with you, you know, when they get a
tweet. Absolutely. Yeah, I put them on I don't know how I did it because I'm so computer illiterate. I thought JPEG was a rapper for a long time. It's crazy.
Oh, no! You look crazy.
But,
you look crazy. It's
so
long.
Oh,
no.
So I figured out how to make my Facebook upload to my Twitter. So a lot of time I tweet stuff. Like today I was tweeting. I think today I put up there, like, look at ladies, I want to welcome Al B. Sure is the only brother ever that can get away wearing a unibrow. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? For real. Been rocking that forever.
I'm like, how
they ain't
there?
What? I'm like, maybe it's the light skin. I don't know. You know, they say light skin back in, so.
Are we back now?
We back.
I've had enough of these dark-skinned Negroes acting the ass and getting handled the team.
Yeah, okay, look. Now, thank you. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a exclusive. For all of my listeners in the chat, check us out tomorrow night. We are going to have an exclusive relationship segment. It's going to be off the chain, and the title of the show is going to be on how to recover from a relationship that you chose and it was the wrong mate. All right. So my question tonight, Spanky, before we leave, we only got like 3 minutes remaining. But if you can tell us, you know, briefly what it was. You know, I read from your bio, been married on and off again, and can you shed a little light on that? What would be your advice for someone, you know, recovering from choosing the wrong mate?
I do the worst joke about my ex-wife. I do a joke about hope the AIDS monkey bite her in the face. Now I'm gonna tell you why I do that. Cause we hate each other. I hope the AIDS monkey bite her right in the face. Now people like, man, that's the worst joke, but that's everybody's favorite joke. I don't know how I get into it. I just say, hey. I tried to bury the hatchet in her forehead one time. I tried to send her something nice for Christmas, like a tarantula, but the post office won't let me do it. Nothing says I hate you like a tarantula. But you know what? My advice is this, man. True love is a gem. If you find it, cherish it. If you find it, cherish it. And if you want it, it's out there for you.
That's what's up.
Take your time and don't rush. Take your time. My job is rough on relationships, so, you know, take your time and pray about it. Pray it up. Send some timber up.
That's it. With all the scoring and everything.
Yeah.
Doing that daggone bleach. You so crazy.
Slip some bleach in them.
What we going to do with you?
Slip some bleach and some meatloaf or something and just give it to them. You know, I'm doing it because I love you. I love tea even more.
Oh, my goodness. This is too much. You crazy. Well, thank you. It has been an honor to have you tonight. I just want to say, you know, anytime you want to promote anything, you're welcome back on Brown Sugar Radio. And the listeners in the chat room, as you see, are coming through full force tonight in order to support you. And, you know, they're feeling you. And everybody, we think you funny here, all right? So we don't care what
your
other critics say.
Your show is off the chain. I'm honored to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm supportive of your show, and thank you for supporting mine. And we all going to meet up at the Grammys one day, be drinking mimosas.
Okay, for real. But when you come through the Vegas now, holler at your girl, all right? I want us to come up there.
I got your tickets and everything. George, that's the Flamingo. I got you. Don't
even
worry about it.
That's it. All right, Spanky. All right, well, like I said, it has just been too fun. So certainly on that note, I just want to say that, you know, you keep doing what you do. Don't let no one discourage you, you know, because you absolutely right, Spanky. You have the gift. You have the talent, you know, and now it's all about God just aligning it up in the right place, right time. So just keep pressing.
I appreciate your friendship, Brown Sugar, and God and good luck with everything, all right?
Okay, Spanky, you take care.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good night. All right, so my listeners, real quick, what I'd like to do now is go over the show announcements briefly. tomorrow night, as mentioned, we are going to have a relationship show, and I'm also going to have another special guest. You know, the show is going to be on how to recover from choosing the wrong mate. We've all been there, selecting a partner that we thought was the one, and only later to find out that he or she was not what we expected after months or even years of investing in a bad relationship. So how do you bounce back? All right, well, tomorrow night, we're going to have the relationship specialist, the Loveologist, come through and give us some great advice on what it takes to recover from a toxic relationship, okay? And then on Tuesday, on Tuesday, it's going to be July 27th. We're going to have Nunu, and she is a 10-year-old hip-hop diva doing her thing, and we're going to support her and show her some love with her hot new single, Do the Nunu, all right? Then next Wednesday, the 28th, we're going to have Rashida coming through, and she has some hot remixes with the Bedrock remix with an all-girl lineup. And then also, too, she has Say Something featuring Nevaeh, which is just absolutely just banging. I mean, the sister's doing her thing. And then on on that Thursday, the 29th, we're going to have Ella M, soul food restaurant owner, Pierre Hudson, come through on Brown Sugar Radio, and he will be giving us some soul food pointers, sharing with us how he made it happen and what he did in order to get his grandmother's soul food, mouth-watering recipes into a outstanding restaurant here in Las Vegas. They were voted best soul food restaurant here in the Vegas Valley, number one. So if you're ever in Las Vegas, I want y'all to check out Ella M's Soul Food Restaurant. And then as you notice, the original show that we had scheduled for tomorrow night, which was going to be Why Are You Still Single? I actually moved it. I moved it to next Friday. So we are going to be extremely busy next week due to the fact we have four shows lined up, okay? And so I did that in order to celebrate and have all of my listeners come through, check it out, because I felt like these are shows, relationships, you know, with the economy already bad, it's putting stress on relationships as well, you know. And so I wanted to do more relationship shows. I wanted to do something that's going to bring more love, more unity, to help individuals that may be struggling, you know, in that area. So we're going to have Coach Rael, who is also a relationship expert, and he's going to break it down for us on Friday, July 30th, on Why Are You Still Single? For those of you who may be looking for a mate, who may be in the category to actually ready to settle down, don't understand why you haven't found that special someone, well, Coach Rael is going to break it down next week. So as you see, I'm going to be heavy hitting it all week long, y'all, all week long. I'm going to be super busy all week long, okay? So for those of you who can make the live segments, come through. And if you can't, I understand, just check out the archive segment because we're going to keep it popping on the live show here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I definitely want to say that this has been an exciting show, very fun-filled, and certainly, we have some more special guests coming, more celebrities, more surprises for the month of August. And definitely, like I said, I want you to keep it locked as I announce the shows and the special guests that will be appearing later on next week for the month of August. All right? So I just want to say I love each and every one of you. Thank you. I can never say thank you enough, but I do appreciate the loyalty. Please pass the word about Brown Sugar Radio. I'd love for each and every one of you to lock us into your Twitter account. For those of you who have Twitter, you can check us out at Twitter/ Brown Sugar Radio. Also on Facebook, check us out. That is Twitter/ Brown Sugar Radio Show, okay, is the link to that. And then on MySpace, which is MySpace/ Brown Sugar in Vegas. And y'all know that's Sugar, S-U-G-A. All right? So those are all of the links, social networks. Oh, yeah, and I have a YouTube page now. I keep forgetting to promote it. My YouTube page is the Brown Sugar Radio Show. All right? You can either find it in the link, check us out, see what's going on. Aaron, 2213, thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio, all of the guests that are unidentified. Thank you for coming through. But I just wanted to give all the links out so that you can follow me on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, MySpace. The links are also posted on my homepage if you scroll down and did not catch them as I announced them tonight. All right, iTunes also. You can certainly download and listen to us via iTunes and put us on your playlist. Okay? So that's it for now. I just wanted to go over the show announcements. and let you guys know we have a busy week next week, but it's going to be fun-filled and action-packed as we keep it rolling on the live show here on Blog Talk Radio. All right? So without further ado, we are going to – oh, I do see I have a caller here. I don't know if you're calling just to listen or not, but if you are, let me know. And if not, we're going to go ahead and close for tonight. Okay? 770, caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia, one of the hottest comics in Atlanta, and one of my friends, Tyler Craig, told me about your radio show. And
okay, well, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name because your phone had bleeped out. You're from Atlanta, though.
I'm from Atlanta, and I'm a comic here. They call me Pastor Ufola. A comic, one of the hottest comics in Atlanta right now, young comic, and one of my friends, Tyler Craig, he was the one that told me about your radio show.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Did you get a chance to check out Spanky's show before it ended?
Right. I did.
Okay. Good. All right. So I appreciate the support, and certainly I'm sure Spanky does too. And, you know, I think it's good. You know, I've always felt like comedy is a way, it's like laughter for the soul. It's a healing method. You know, do you agree?
I agree 100%.
Okay, all right then. Well, certainly, like I said, lock us into your favorites. I don't know if you have a Blog Talk account or not,
right?
But I'd love for you to create one. It's complimentary. And once you do that, lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, and then you'll be notified when we have our shows.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right, so Brown Sugar Radio, we all the way from Los Angeles, where Ed Lips is, to the ATL. All right, so we nationwide. That's what's up. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and end tonight. I just wanted to go over my announcements because that's something that I have got to make sure I stay on top of. Plus, I had some schedule changes that I wanted to make sure each and every one of you knew about. So I had to rearrange my schedule. There's no show this Thursday, okay, as you notice, because I'm jam-packed next week. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and close at this time. I got to say thank you for tuning in. Oh, wait. No, I can't close just yet. I forgot. One more thing. I was getting ready to shut it down. Okay. All right, y'all know I like to close the show with a motivational quote. And the quote that I have for today, okay, is yesterday was the deadline for all complaints. All right? So start anew, you know, and pick up and don't let life get you down. All right? Life is what you make it. And so make that deadline to yesterday, not today, like yesterday. All right. So I got to remember to do my quotes at the end. All right, thank y'all so much. It's been an incredible night. Magical. All right, so I'll see y'all on next Tuesday, all right? Y'all keep it locked on the live show on Blog Talk Radio, baby, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.